The Wildcats with a comeback to remember. Down 20-3 at halftime and outscoring Utah 28-0 after that. And for the first time, the Northwestern Wildcats have won back-to-back-to-back bowl games.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Thanks. Have a great rest of the day. Go Cats.
So I'm standing at O'Hare yesterday with the other 4 million people who couldn't get on an airplane. They said, listen, we can get you out, but it's going to be late. I said, nah, I'd rather hang out with Coach Fitz. Unless I'm getting up, I'm going to work. Northwestern, well, it's Big Ten Media Day, too, and the head football coach at Northwestern University, a legend. And a, you know, he's only 24 years old. I mean, that's what's amazing to me. Coach Fitz is here, and look what he brought you, Dave, because this won't fit me. That's a Northwestern helmet. Now, here's the scary thing. They think they're taking this with them. They thought this was just coming in for video.
It's a prop.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever had one of these on?
Yes.
Put it on. Come on, put this on.
No,
I want people
I
to
see.
Come
certainly
on, put it on.
It's way too good to ask him to put that helmet on.
Well, let's bring one. You know what? Let's bring Michael in here to put it on.
Yeah.
Michael, come on here, Michael. Michael, did you play football in high school?
Yeah.
Okay, then you know what to do. I don't want to have to give you helmet instructions. By the way, I asked Coach Fitz if they have one in my size. He said we got to send out for extra helmet.
That's right.
So, yeah, put that on. You know what? Kid looks like a recruit.
Like a glove.
Right?
Like a glove.
Now, make sure we can see on the stream over there. Let's get some pictures of you. I don't want this to end up being like a... who's the guy that ran in 88, the former governor of Massachusetts, put the war helmet on? Dukakis. Michael Dukakis. Remember the Michael Dukakis shot with a helmet? Michael, you're never going to live this down. Now, take that off. Take that off before you actually get recruited. Good Lord. Coach, how are you?
It didn't impact Michael's hair at all. It looks a little better, actually, right now. Yeah, walking out.
How are you, man?
Great. It's that time of the year. Let's go.
This is like the on-ramp, right? Once today hits, it's super I know it never ends, but, I mean, isn't this where it speeds up?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're full go on Wednesday. This is a little bit earlier. For the media days and typical, maybe about a week. But, yeah, it's if you were to ask Stacy, it's time to go.
Time for me to get you out of the house.
Time for me to leave the house.
Well, it is. I mean, it's so early. And, I mean, the season starts earlier. The season goes later. Yeah. You have a couple of bye weeks during the course of that time. But still, this is... From a just a mental standpoint, to try to keep guys fresh over such a long period of time, does that become more of a challenge?
Yeah, it will be. It'll be something that we'll talk about. You know, but we lived it a little bit last year playing the Big Ten Championship, which is kind of the goal every year. So
yeah, you'll take that.
We'd like to continue to have to really manage the team in November. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the guys did a great job. But, yeah, as we look forward to this year, going to kind of be a unique start, right? We go on the road, play a great opponent in Stanford, and we got a bye. Right, and then about 4 weeks later, we got another bye. So it's a little bit more front-loaded than I would like, but you know, we didn't know what the Big Ten schedule would be. We felt like when we scheduled the Stanford game, having a bye after it would be the right thing without being in school. So, you know, we'll make it work, and obviously coming off the second bye, we got a huge game at Ryan Field against the Buckeyes. So fun start, to say the least.
Reigning Big Ten Coach of the Year, Dave. Yes. And by the way, Dave Ennett.
It was raining yesterday. Yeah.
It rained a lot yesterday. Yeah. That's why I'm here.
Wow.
As Big Ten Coach of the Year and coaching the Big Ten West champs, who haven't lost a West Division game since September 2017, my friend Dave Ennett's going to be in the Dave Ennett broadcast booth soon enough, calling every single play. And it's been a ton of fun for us as your partners in this, because as you've built this program into a national powerhouse, and Coach Collins is in the process of doing the same for basketball, we've been the big mouth for you guys. It's been fun.
Well, you guys have built it yourselves into a powerhouse.
No, we just get the word out. We just get the word out.
Again, this view just does not get old, does it?
No, it really doesn't. All right, so talk to me about the kids that we're going to be excited about, and maybe the guys that anchor the team, juniors and seniors.
Well, we've got three that are here with us at Media Day, and, you know, I think it starts with that group. You know, offensively, Jared Thomas, our center, is a young man that he's special. You know, he's eventually going to either be, you know, sitting in here with you guys, you know, on the stage of BTN or ESPN. He's a really talented young person from Cathedral High School in Indianapolis. And, you know, I thought when he really raised his level of play last year, not necessarily from an on-the-field standpoint, but from his leadership, you know, our offensive line really started to gel, and then we got on that run. And, you know, he's back for a senior year. Patty Fisher at linebacker is a young man that, as I look at our young players, and he's still only going to be a junior, a guy that I think a lot of our fans feel like has been around forever. But, again, a young man that has had a great start to his career.
Texas tough, too, right?
Katy. Yeah, he's from Katy, Texas, and, powerhouse program. Then Joe Gaziano, the pride of Zavarian Brothers out in I think it's – do I say this right, Paul? Scituate? Yeah,
Scituate.
Yeah.
Dukakis.
Yeah, here we go. Boston,
Scituate. But it's wicked hot there, too.
Yeah, it is. It is. You like apples? But at any rate, Gaz is a returning sack leader in college football that nobody's talking about. So, and he's got, NFL aspirations written all over him. So, those three guys are here for a reason with us for the day. And there's no doubt we're going to go where those three guys take us.
You're filling out a starting lineup. Defensively, do you at middle linebacker? Do you put yourself in there, or you put Patty Fisher?
Let's see how his career ends up. Right? I mean, we got chapters left to write.
Do you have any eligibility left?
I don't think I would put myself in that conversation. I mean,
that's not right.
We've had some pretty special ones in Anthony and Timmy McGargle, and the list goes on and on. My goodness, of great linebackers. I was reminiscing with some of my teammates and. Barry Gardner was an unbelievable middle linebacker for us. So, I don't think, you could say my name, but there's no way if you really look at the production, I should be there.
You can be modest all you want, but we know how good it's been and what a run it's been from player to coach to this. You can get your tickets, by the way, at 888-GO-PURPLE or NUSports.com. It's a great schedule. And I know you're excited. Dave's practicing calling the games in the hallway. Either that or he started to talk to himself. I'm not sure which.
It's a little of both.
And it's going to be fun. Who's going to be fighting for quarterback?
I'm shocked that wasn't the first question.
I'm a better man than that.
He was going to be the next.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Yeah, usually you give me the softballs on Friday morning.
No.
It's one of two things. I'm either mad at the world, hungover, or getting yelled at by my wife.
I just feel like I'm your punching bag on a Friday.
Well, you're getting the reaction. Sorry. I got to get you before I get the players.
I get it. I totally get it. I'm happy to take one from the team.
Yeah, we got another quarterback opportunity. And it seems like yesterday I was having this conversation, wasn't sure, and 4 years later, Clayton Thorson's the all-time winningest quarterback in program history and, leads us to a Big Ten West championship. So it'll play itself out. It always does. And what I like about the group is, as we went through spring, the entire group of quarterbacks, I thought all improved. I thought they've had a great summer leading. And, we'll kind of see how things play out.
Feels like a dead heat?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I would say come out of spring, but you then move forward and you get into workouts. And the guys will get, plenty of reps the first 2 weeks of camp, and then we'll probably make a decision and narrow things down, and then we'll let you guys know probably Friday morning. How does this sound before?
Are you kidding? You'll let me know after kickoff.
How about
I remember last year at Purdue where there was uncertainty about whether Clayton was going to start because he was coming off the knee injury and whether it was going to be him or TJ Green.
Right.
And even on our pregame show, you wouldn't say on the record who the quarterback was going to be.
Yeah, but I told you when we were off the record.
Well, off the record.
Yeah,
but
I mean, so.
Get you with the CIA, Mr. Secret Keeper.
No, but there's very few things I get to keep secret.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, so yeah, we're going to enjoy it and have fun with it. And more importantly, taking a little bit of pressure off the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Let them just go out and practice and play and get better. Whoever earns the role is going to earn it. And we've been through this now. Mick McCall, our great quarterback coach and offensive coordinator, a number of times. And as we've kind of gone through this process, I think we've got a pretty good idea how to do it.
We're going to fast run out of time here, Dave.
Just a quick snapshot on Hunter Johnson because he's the new guy in this mix here. What can fans expect who didn't see him play during his time at Clemson?
Yeah, well, if you go back to his little snapshot at Clemson, you see a really athletic. Very arm talented guy. What you can't see is just who he is as a person. He's very similar in makeup, personality-wise, to Clayton from a standpoint of devout in his faith. Great family. Just an unbelievable young man from Brownsburg, suburb of Indianapolis. And I think a young man that has incredible leadership skills, but he's got it's that double-edged sword. He's got a ton of humility. But, like Clayton and the rest of the quarterbacks we've coached, at a certain point that humility now needs to come with a little bit of swag. because everybody's got to follow your lead. And that's what I've kind of seen as the year has gone on, is him getting more comfortable with his teammates, more comfortable with the program. And you know, it's going to be fun to watch him and TJ and the rest of the guys compete.
That's an interesting point. Is it part of your regular duties that there are guys who come along that you have to coach appropriate cockiness, appropriate ego?
Yeah, you know, I think you just got to get out of your comfort zone. And we recruit so many great young people that, you know, are from unbelievable families, and humility is the backbone of their family.
Right.
And then you get to the collegiate level, it's like, no, man, this is top gun. This is the best of the best.
Right.
You know, you're not Iceman or Maverick, but we need you somewhere in between.
Sure.
You know, and so, again, as I look back at the quarterbacks we've had, this has kind of been a reoccurring theme, you know, and TJ's very, very similar where, you know, you're not going to get a guy that says, look at me, pound his chest, be all over social media. It's the other way around. They're more concerned with being great teammates, and both those guys are terrific.
I look forward to you pounding on me Friday mornings this fall.
Well, I'm getting my creative juices going. I'm doing a lot of research right now.
I'm
running out of content.
I feel like you get game ready in part. So, you know, it's a small part of my contribution. Tickets on sale again now, 888-GO-PURPLE or NUSports.com. Couple of notes, Dave. I don't know if you know this.
Yes.
The Cats go back to Wrigley Field next November. Next November against Wisconsin, so that'll be fun. But let's focus on winning it all this year. And don't forget, Northwestern hosts a Randy Walker Memorial 5K Sunday, July 28th. Still time to register there at NUSports.com.
Great event.
Amazing event.
Great to see you, Coach.
It is great to be here. Let's stay cool, Chicagoland. And before you know it, it'll be football season. And let's fill up Ryan Field. We appreciate you guys and are fired up to be Chicago's Big Ten team.
That's six weeks from tomorrow.
But who's counting, right?
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Let me just throw this in. Go Cats.
Go Cats is right. Cats. And go Sox.
Go Cats, go Sox.
Look at that.
Would you, if you want a few more, we got a bunch of those posters.
Yeah, you know, I might go.
And they're all in the same colorful black and white. There you go. That's the coach, Coach Fitz.